Tyre Power. Get a $100 digital Visa card with 4 Vitara tyres. Exclusive to Tyre Power.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes.
Party people!
Roach, here he is. Roach, here he is.
Hey!
Roach! Shaka-laka, shaka-laka, shaka-laka. Roach!
And Michelangelo Rucci comes to us each and every morning thanks to our good friends at Powers, Powerfield Airport Liquor Store. You can catch him along with his very good friend Kim Dillon this afternoon on SENSA from 3:30. Rucci, good morning to you. Just a few hours to go before a bunch of young men's lives are changed forever.
Indeed, Andrew, and hello, Adam. I think the trailer has pretty much become what we expect tonight. We know Jason Horne Francis will be number one. And North Melbourne aren't going to play the same card that Adelaide did last year, where they made the Western Bulldogs bid very, very hard for Jamara. So Jason Horne-Francis, number one. We know Nick Dacos will go to Collingwood as the father-son pick with a bit of bidding there, the same with Sam Darcy at the Western Bulldogs. So that will push Adelaide out to number six. I think you've found out in the past 15 minutes who Adelaide will be picking. So it'll be Josh Rochelli by the looks of it. If you know, the expectation will be there at six, and that's pretty well where they've been putting a fair bit of their time into. Now, the question is, what did Port do at 12 when it blows out to 14? So Nasiah Wangani Miller, it looks like he's headed to St Kilda after all of St Kilda's moves yesterday. It's interesting that everyone's linking Port Adelaide to Josh Thin, another half back. You know, we raised our eyebrows on our show last night when we thought, gee, Port Adelaide's got a fair few halfback flankers. So if they go down the point of taking Josh Thin and looking at him as a halfback, there's a few players who we probably have to reassign at Port Adelaide, don't we? Do we see Lockie Jones in a different role? There's a few interesting things that could come out of this first round of the draft tonight, certainly in a South Australian context, because to have a number one draftee out of South Adelaide, that's a big plus for them. And it'd be interesting to see how Adelaide and Port Adelaide behave in the first round.
Well, Rooch, in terms of Lockie Jones, what sort of role could you see him playing?
Well, remember, he was at half forward towards the end of the year. So people have said he can play on a wing. So he's got, and we know Port Adelaide last year also was very strong about every player had to have more than one dimension to their game. So it'd be interesting in other roles what he could do. It's interesting. It's be fascinating where their list does go from this draft. We know their picks are well spread out. You know, 12 becomes 14, then they're out in the 60s and 70s. They've got Jason Burgoyne to claim as a father-son when they know that Essendon and Melbourne could bid against them. So it'll be an interesting night, very interesting night, which then extends to Thursday.
So where do you think Port Adelaide's list can improve, Rooch? Obviously, they're in that premiership window still. They lose Peter Adams. You mentioned the big gap between the first round and pick 62. How can they improve their list? What's the biggest area deficiency do you think they need to address in this draft?
Well, the two that were very clear through the season, they needed a second go-to forward. So they went to the trade period rather than the draft for that one to get Jeremy Finlayson. So that's supposedly closed that demand. They clearly needed more in the midfield. So that's where we now wait and see what they do with Dersmer, Connor Rosie, Zach Butters, who are from an original draft low way back, and who else they develop into that midfield. Now, what was glaring beyond that, well, not as much. So that's why we were intrigued why they're going for a halfback flanker. Now, Josh Sinn is seen as to be a halfback flanker who can develop attacking run from halfback, you're never going to knock that back, are you? So clearly, Port's midfield's the real issue. Now, they're not going to answer that through this draft, are they?
No. Rooch, SEN's very own Miles Fitzner, he had a very good day yesterday. Trent Dumont, he's going to end up at Port Adelaide. What sort of impact do you think he could have?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised by that one. It's an intriguing one. Look, we say Port need midfielders. Is Trent Dumont the answer to it? And I wouldn't have put him high on my sort sort of shopping list for what they're, where that's going. So clearly they're looking to just depth chart themselves in the midfield. They'll be intrigued if by the end of the year he's played more AFL games than SANFL games. So, yeah, it's again, it's not one that immediately grabs me as a, you know, a headline act for Port Adelaide on that one. So it's, yeah, if he's fallen out of the North Melbourne list, which is the worst ranked list in the competition when you got the wooden spoon, yeah, it's an interesting call by Port. I just see it more as a depth chart move than rather than answer for any great urgent need.
And is it going to be a rookie list spot, like, or is it a pick in the 70s, do you think, for Trent Dumont?
I don't see them getting him through the... Well, if they're going to have to bid for Jason Burgoyne, I don't think they're going to have enough draft picks left by the end of that. I mean, okay, they could go... I mean, it depends on how many spots you've got on list as how many draft picks you have. I mean, they could keep going out into the 80s, but... Yeah, I think that's one they're waiting to see at the very end, is whether they have draft picks, whether they go down the delisted free agent, or whether they go into the rookie system as well. So, I mean, there's going to be heaps of options there. It's not as if they're needing to urgently do that. I don't see where any other club's going to make it difficult for Port Adelaide to get Trent Dumont. So that's an easy one to even hold out to the rookie draft. Mm. And when you consider how silly that rookie draft is, I mean, Trent Dumont is on the verge of a 100-game milestone, and he's going to be a rookie now. The AFL's got to sort that out. Just like Hamish Ogilvie told us two nights ago, it's best you just give the club to one size list, 44 players, and there's no such thing as a rookie. Everyone's on the same footing. You work out how much you're going to pay them in the salary cap. There's a minimum wage determined by the players' union, and let's get rid of the farce of, you know, 200-game players and 35-year-olds being listed as rookies.
Does seem strange, doesn't it? 100-plus games,
yeah,
and former
strange
vice-captain on the rookie list, yep. But they can pick him up. There's one more little delisted free agency available as well. Roach,
yep.
Jason Horne-Francis, you've seen so much in your time. He's going to be the number one pick. Compared to other number one picks, where does he rate? How special in your eyes do you think he is? Because we've seen all his highlights. He's pretty amazing.
Well, we've had number one draft picks now for more than 30 years, and when you see what Jason Horne-Francis did for South Adelaide during the final series, just his ability to attack the ball and also keep himself in the contest makes him just a gem for any AFL club to consider. And that's going to be a blessing for North Melbourne. And as we've heard in every testimony that's given of him and every interview he's done, he seems very much balanced and ready to hit the AFL immediately. So, you know, at a time when we've seen a lot of good players come into the competition, play, you know, every game in their first season, he certainly fits into that category. So I don't think we're going to be looking back in 5 years' time and saying, gee, North Melbourne, what were they thinking at number one? So, yeah, that one's got gilt edging all over it, Jason Horne-Francis. David Noble will be a very happy man this evening.
Hopefully he can win the Brownlow, Roach, because the number one rare
company
the Brownlow reunion dinners are getting a bit lonely. So I'd like to see him join me soon, Roach. One last one before.
How many mirrors are in that room?
It's a room full of mirrors. Are you talking about my bedroom?
Well, this makes the room look bigger and more occupied, doesn't it?
Very good. Last one before we let you go, Roach. How many players from SA get drafted this evening? What's your crystal ball prediction?
Oh, a dozen, I would think. And
Nice.
Yeah, probably fits. More so when you hear the recruiting guys say that it's harder to pick through the Victorian system this year than it was last year because they're looking out 16, when the vision of when they were 16-year-olds. So you got more certainty with the South Australians because they've played in good company and the competition has been rolling for 2 years without major interruption like there was in Victoria. And there's some good talent out there. So I'd imagine, you know, the 120 that have nominated, we'll get a dozen who will be picked. So that's not a bad strike rate for South Australia.
Roach, apologies for the shift around this morning. We'll catch you afternoon from 3:30.
You'll owe me a coffee.
Yes. I'll get you a bottle of wine eventually for Christmas. Michelangelo Rucci back this afternoon with Kim Dillon. Of course, he comes to us thanks to Power. Spring specials now available at Power's Powerfield Airport Liquor Store. Discover something different. Always drink responsibly. We're going to catch up with Jeff Parker, Port Adelaide recruiting boss. And just a couple of minutes' time before that, let's hear from Alex Riddell for the 8 o'clock news. Good morning.